Coast and Floorboards to Shingles. This is the Money Pit Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Broadcasting today from the Ultimate Backyard, an exhibit area at the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we are observing the growth of the outdoor living business in this country because so many folks are interested in expanding those spaces. For example, there was a survey done that said 71% of folks that have an outdoor living space want a bigger outdoor living space. And that involves...
Well, it just goes to show you, no one's ever happy.
That's right.
They constantly want to keep
it's a good thing because that keeps us on the air.
That's very true.
With new ideas. And that's one of the reasons we come here is to kind of check out all of the new ideas and opportunities that are here for folks that are interested in expanding their spaces. And, you know, as they do spend more time outside, certainly there's a big need for better tools to be able to tend to your gardens and your lawns. And our next guest does his best to make sure we have those. Bill Frymuth is with us. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing for Centurion Brands, a company that's been around for 10 years. And Bill, I know you've been in the industry a lot longer than that. What do you make of all the growth of outdoor living?
Well, outdoor living as a category, it's a very, very, as we know, fast-growing category. It's a category that the green movement is helping everybody in the industry. Mm-hmm. People want to grow their own fruit, their own plants, their own, you name it, they want to do it. And they want it, the green movement. It just, it's exploding. Another very, very popular movement is medicinal marijuana for the medical area. And we're designing tools for that area. And
Just for that area. Interesting.
And we can't make them fast enough to keep up with it. There are 32 states now that have passed laws that you can buy this product. It will be nationwide very, very soon. And that's a boon area as well.
Interesting. So when you guys design tools, you know, one of the things that we always notice in the industry is that, you know, having the right tool is as much about fit as whether the tool does its job. It's got to fit the user. It's got to do its intended job. So if you're designing a tool to prune roses, it's got to prune the rose.
Right.
But if it doesn't fit your hand well,
right,
then it really adds to the wear and tear on you as the gardener handling that tool. And I see that you guys have spent some time trying to master that.
Well, here's a perfect example of just what you talked about. It's a pruner with two-position setting. So if you're cutting roses, you don't want to drive the blade as far. You'll get less fatigue. Now, if you're cutting... So here's the rose position. You don't have to drive the blade nearly as far.
Right.
Smart.
Somebody making a living doing this, working, you know, in a garden center that's snipping, or somebody working outside in an orchard, you open it up if you want to cut something bigger. But now look at how far you have to drive that blade.
Right, right.
So just think, if you're doing this 2,000 to 3,000 times a day, you save a half a cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
That's smart.
Very.
Yeah.
Another very nice feature. You see how it's ergonomically designed?
So it really fits your hand lovely. And that the blade is like an extension of your finger itself.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's natural to kind of, the aim doesn't get off, because sometimes the blade cuts up or it tilts up or it tilts down. Your arm's going one way, the blade's going another way.
Absolutely.
Right. This is an extension of your hand. The way
right.
It's designed.
And to that point, there are a number of suppliers of tools, garden tools per se, that don't heat treat the blade or the hook.
Right.
And what happens, we've all cut a branch that was maybe a little too big, and the branch or whatever you're getting, whatever you're cutting, lodges here. And the reason for that is either the blade turns out,
right.
Or the hook turns out,
right.
Because it's not heat treated.
Right.
If it's heat treated, neither one will move. Very, very simple fix. There's nothing more aggravating than to cut something and then try to pull the branch or cutting out of it.
These fine features in these fine tools are really worth looking into when you're making that decision. A lot of folks just think a pruner is a pruner is a pruner. But when you really get into it, you read the reviews and you listen to guys like you from the manufacturer and talk about why you built it the way you did build it, it really makes it worth doing that research, maybe paying a little more for it, because it's going to be comfortable for you. The tool is going to last longer. It's not going to wear you down. And it's going to be better for your plants.
Another simple little feature, it's a little bumper. So when it comes together, you don't have
a jarring
pitch. Yeah, right.
It cushions the cut.
Well, Bill, and I think what's so important is, you know, your team is so smartly designing the tools and making them durable. And it's up to the, you know, the pro or the home user to take good care of these items. And you design them so that they're really easy to care for. You know, what do you recommend for somebody annually or monthly? What should they be doing?
Well, the main thing that you should do is every time you use any type of cutting tool,
okay,
whether it's us or our competitors, any cutting tool, you've done your pruning, wipe it off and put a little WD-40 or a little light oil on it. It will just keep it the action very clean, very smooth. There's very little that can go wrong
right.
with a pruner,
yeah.
unless you're making a living. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah. And the point of coating it when you put it away is important. Because a lot of folks are so tired at the end of the day, they just throw it back in the toolbox or on the shelf.
And then
right?
it's so difficult
and then
to take
when,
care
right,
of
when
the
they pull
day.
It out the next time or a couple of weeks later, it's stiff. And that's when they're looking for the WD-40. Put it on first.
Right.
Make it the last thing you do.
Yep.
Spray it down with a little 3-in-1 or WD, and it's always going to be good to go.
Absolutely. And even the spring, we use a bifluted spring, stainless steel. It gets wet. You're in, you're cutting, and it gets wet.
Right.
Stainless steel will rust over time if
yeah.
you don't.
Well, because all stainless is not the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But even yeah. in Florida and California, the salt water on stainless, if you don't wash that off on your boat,
right.
you're going to rust it.
Yep.
No different with
yeah.
a pruner.
Good advice. Let's talk about some of the other tools you guys make. I know you do gloves, you do shovels.
Any garden product you can think of, we do someplace in the world. We're very, very big in watering. Every kind of water nozzle, sprinkler, sprayer. We try to go into categories that are adjacent across the aisle from us,
right?
right? And it just makes it easier. We have service people that kind of, keep the aisles clean
right.
and do the defective and
right.
things of this nature. So it's a lot easier if we've got categories adjacent to each other.
Right.
We started with the pruning category, and that's what I came out of almost 30 years with Fiskars, and anything to put an edge on a product. And then again, we've just expanded it because we do fire pits, we do gloves, we do a number of products. And what's nice about Centurion, you can buy about 12 different categories from one vendor.
Right.
Most companies do garden tools. That's a vendor. Another company does shovels. That's another vendor. All right. A company does gloves. So now when you go in to work with a major retailer, you can sit down with the VP and the various buyers and say, let's put a program together. Let's fill up that 40-foot truck. And you can buy a number of products from one vendor.
So it makes a lot more sense.
The synergies of having a program mm-hmm. is very, very good for us as well as the retailers that we're dealing with.
You mentioned fire pits. Man, they're popular today, aren't they?
You know,
what are you guys making? Are you making portable fire pits?
We make portable. We make fold-up. We make fire pits that are very,
you make
very...
fold-up fire pits?
We make a fold-up
fire. How does that
pit.
Work?
Basically, we design it so the legs fold up.
Okay.
Right? Fold up under it, and then you've just got, the oval,
right.
where you put your wood in.
Yep.
And everything fits down into it, and we've also got a little carrying case that it fits in.
So you can take it to the beach, take it camping?
Yeah, or, people that are they're going to the tailgate parties.
Right.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we do gas fire pits, which are coming on very, very strong.
Yeah. They're actually safer, I think, than the wood fire pits. Because
I
have a wood fire pit, a portable, that I love and had it since the kids were little. And, when you start that up, you're talking 2 days, 3 days before the ashes are totally cool.
That's correct.
So with gas, it's
and
on.
People forget
it's off.
That.
They do.
People forget that and they dispose of them so casually.
Yep,
right.
And it really can cause a lot of problems.
Yep. We've had those through rainstorms. Think it's got to be out. Nope. You turn the ashes over, it's still hot, start a fire right away, two days later.
Yeah.
yeah. So that is a good, important safety point to make. So, Bill, thank you so much for stopping by at the podcast today and filling us in on everything that's Centurion Brands. Wish you the best luck here at the National Hardware Show, and we're going to be following you guys.
Thank you very much.
Bill Frymuth, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit's Top Products podcast. Hey, if you'd like to learn more about Centurion Brands products, check out their website at centurionbrands.com.
You live in a money pit. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.